Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, we have Lottie Dimitti joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Good morning, Lottie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So before we get to the golf tournament that you're going to be doing as a fundraiser, can you tell us about Smile Mass and what it is that you guys do?
Smile Mass stands for Small Miracles in Life Exist, and it is a nonprofit that supports families who are raising kids and adults with disabilities from zero pretty much to 99. So our program is a holistic program that is based around movement to support the whole family with the center around the person with disabilities. And we do that through many different ways of services, but we do adaptive gym, we do swimming, we have a beach wheelchair program where we donate beach wheelchairs to local beaches so families can go out and about and do some of the same things you and I take for granted. We also have a loaner program, adapted loaner program with equipment that families can borrow so they can go to a local road race, they can maybe need a stroller to go to Disney or a vacation, or they simply just want to go out and about and do some hiking. We have hiking chairs, bath equipment, etc. for short-term loan.
How did you get involved with them, Lottie?
So Smile Mass was formed. My son is born with severe disabilities and has a lot of disadvantages that an average young man at 24 don't have. Mm. He's considered what they call in the world legally blind. He has a feeding tube. He travels in a wheelchair. But despite all his obstacles, he's really funny. He loves a good joke. He's just happy and joyful and loves to be busy, but the world is not really set up for somebody with wheelchair needs or with disabilities. So I thought when he was young, I quickly learned that the playground wasn't set up for him and, you know, and the rest of the world wasn't really set up. And I thought I can either complain about it or I can fix it. So I thought it would be easier to try and begin to fix it rather than go and complain about it. So I created Smile Mass and I just asked every friend that I had, would you be part of it? Somebody built a website, somebody, you know, came up with material, and I just started knocking on every door. And before we knew it, we had a brand new playground in Sudbury. It was the first of its kind universal design, and that was sort of the beginning of Smile Mass. And everybody was asking me, why Smile Mass? And I said, I don't know. Everybody wanted a name. They all thought it was important. And I was like, I'm more interested in the result than the name. But I went to a bunch of preschools and I asked them what a playground made them feel like. And their middle word was smile. So that's how the word smile came about.
What are some of the things that parents who work with Smile because their child might have a disability, what are some of the things they deal with that parents of people who don't have these disabilities maybe don't even think about in their day-to-day that you help them with?
So I think it's unique raising a child with disabilities, right? There's nothing normal about it. What sets Smile Mass apart is we try and create the world normal in a world that's not normal raising somebody with disabilities. I was challenged one time to try and figure out how many care hours we did for my son, Nicholas. And it turned out that we did over 20 hours a week, just direct care between feeding tubes, between bathrooming, changing diapers, changing. And so I think for most parents, we don't really know how many hours we spent, but we're always on and we never know when things change. Mm-hmm. And my goal was really just to create what I wish somebody had done for me as I was going through the mill or trying to figure out the social system, trying to figure out, you know, the medical system and still have a life and still be a mom and still just be a family.
Wow. You're a force of nature, Lottie.
Of mm-hmm.
You're incredible.
Thank you.
This is just unbelievable. So let's tell people about the golf tournament. It's happening on Monday, June 2nd. It's an all-day event. Okay. Starts early in the morning. Smile Mass Golf Tournament. It is happening at Red Tail Golf Club, which is over... Yeah. In Devon's, Mass. If you go to here's what I want you to do. Just text us here in the studio and we'll send you the link directly to getting involved with the golf tournament. I know you're probably looking for sponsors. You're looking for people to play, people that want to get involved with Smile Mass as well, correct?
That's correct. Like any, you know, Smile Mass is working with volunteers, with donors, with sponsors. I believe every penny counts. Everything we got in today, we didn't have yesterday. So it don't matter if it's a dollar or it's $1 million, everything makes a difference. And for this population, there is just not a good system. The social system is tough. We all know the medical system is sort of broken. And what happens to these families and the caretakers and everything else is that we work in a world where our medical world works so fast, but our social system is not up to par in being able to catch it. So families like mine often get left in the dreadlocks. So when you have organizations like mine that can come in and create programs and create support and support the whole family, it makes a huge difference. So coming out golfing with us means that you have a great day, but you are changing thousands of lives for years to come.
Text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We will text you a direct link to get involved with Smile Mass, to get involved with the golf tournament happening June 2nd. And you and your son are exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. This is the reason we started this segment on the show. And you are officially now members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
Thanks for coming on, Lottie. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for the interview. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And if you're like Lottie and you decided to start an organization because of a need that you had for you and your family, we want to have you on the show to talk about it. Or you just had something good happen in your personal life and it'll put a smile on our face. You can call or text us to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe at 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Sorry.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to JC from Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's in the car with his girlfriend, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
All right. Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now, I believe, Dan, gone into that soundproof studio?
I believe you're correct.
All right. Thank you for the verification. Just making sure everything's on the up and up around here.
I can see her. I got eyes on her.
All right. We take this very serious.
I'm clocking her.
Question number one. Steve Byrne says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter that he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on that TV show?
A dog.
Question number two. Anderson .Paak is working on new music with Mariah Carey. .Paak formed a duo called Silk Sonic and released an album with which other mega superstar singer?
Lady Gaga.
All right. Question number three. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme Superfine Tailoring Black Style and a dress code of tailored for you. The Met Gala is an invitation-only charity event. What is the Met?
Oh, it's the Museum of Fashion or something in New York.
Question number four. White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaacs and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue, but when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lou Wood, he refused to respond. On the show, what is the White Lotus?
A hotel.
Question number five. Swimmer and 14-time Olympic medalist Katie Ledecky broke her 800-meter freestyle world record that she set 9 years ago. How many lengths of the pool is 800 meters?
What are you saying?
Are you guys not competitive swimmers?
No. I hate the water.
All right, we'll pick a number. How many lengths of the pool is 800?
Probably like...
Say like 80. I feel like it'd be by 10 or something.
80?
Probably
okay.
Like 15 feet.
What links, I think, I thought.
Okay, let's get
Kennedy. Yeah, we're not going to get there.
Kennedy! She's a machine, that Katie Ledecky, let me tell you. All right.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
JC and his girlfriend Sarah, 2 out of 5, right?
One for each of them.
Okay. Yeah. Well done, friends.
These are pretty tough. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
Steve Burns says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter that he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on that TV show?
A dog?
Yes. Tied at 1. Question number 2. Anderson .Paak is working on new music with Mariah Carey.
Ooh.
Of course, he was in a duo called Silk Sonic and released an album with which other mega superstar singer?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, yes. 2-1. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme Superfine, tailoring black style and a dress code of tailored for you. The Met Gala is an invitation-only charity event. What is the Met?
The Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yes, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. No?
3-1. Famous staircase in the world.
Question number 4. White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaacs and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue, but when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lee Wood, he refused to respond. On the show, what is the White Lotus?
A hotel.
Yes, a fictional luxury resort chain, as a matter of fact. 4-2. Question number 5. Swimmer and 14-time Olympic medalist Katie Ledecky broke her own 800-meter freestyle world record that she set 9 years ago. How many lengths of the pool is an 800-meter swim?
She's doing math.
Yeah, got to solve for X.
Carry the 2.
Mm-hmm.
PEMDAS.
800 meters?
800 meters, yeah.
So, 16 laps?
That is correct. It's 50 meters is one lap. Nice job, Kennedy.
Well, she swam for a long time.
I would probably drown.
There's a lot of swimming. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Jeez. I know. She is our trivia Olympic medalist.
Mm-hmm. Much more than 14 times. Over 6,000 now, in fact.
So you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 play card to In the Game Peabody, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. You can check out party packages and more at inthegamepeabody.com. So you enjoy that $100 play card, okay? Okay.
Thank you.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sarah.
I'm JC.
And we
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 1041.
1041.
Call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Again, 655-1234, area code 617. What'd you get into over the weekend? How about you, Kennedy?
Well, Saturday was my big day. I went over to Pierce Park Sailing Center in East Boston to help them kick off their opening day celebration, which was so much fun. And I got to honor our good friend Austin Carr, which was really a special, special moment. And wow, if you've not been over there, friends, I mean, it is this oasis that you are in the city, but not in the city. The park is huge. You know, they have... They're going to hire over 120 kids this summer to work with other kids, you know, kids from the inner city that might not ever get to go sailing because it is a very expensive proposition. And it's just gorgeous.
The views back into Boston.
I can't even. This place is just hidden back there. And it is so beautiful and just gorgeous. If you want to go have a picnic, I highly recommend.
Mm.
And then Saturday night, I went, or afternoon really, I met a casino guy and his girlfriend and some other friends. Went over to the Omni Seaport at the Sporting Club for the Boston Man Magazine Derby Party.
Oh.
Which was very fun. It was great to see everybody. And
did you wear your big hat?
I had like a headband thing with flowers and horses on it. I thought it was very good. It wasn't fascinating, really. It was like more of a headband, really. But yeah, it was really fun. I sat in the corner most of the night, but I enjoyed myself and I won on my horse, and which was great.
Kennedy won like $500.
You picked the winner of the Kentucky Derby correctly?
I did.
What was your strategy? Were you looking at all those old races?
No, not really. I was watching sort of the pre-game stuff, and I went on gut. I just got lucky. Really, at the end of the day, I just got lucky.
That's all horse racing is.
That's cool, Kennedy.
Yeah. And then Sunday was me and my heating pads, so yeah.
I feel that. let's see. We have Jody in. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, mixers.
Hello.
You were a singing princess this weekend?
I was a singing fairy princess at Enchanted Orchard at Red Apple Farm, and my pet mouse, Stanley was my enchanted prince.
We've never got that call before, and we've been doing this a while.
It was his first time.
Okay.
I've never seen so many grown men kiss an adorable mouse in my life.
Stanley's popular among grown men.
He absolutely crushed it. He had a wonderful day. The kids loved him. He's very sweet. I had so much fun.
How does one get the gig of Enchanted Fairy Princess?
Strangely, I did it last year. I was cast by a photograph because my lovely friends were in it, and they've seen me dress up in a beautiful dress that I have. And I went to a few rehearsals, learned some songs, and they asked me back again this year.
That's awesome. Bringing joy to the people.
Absolutely. And bringing a mouse.
Bringing joy and Stanley.
Yeah, they were just like, we were just hoping to get a princess. We got a princess and a mouse.
Hey, now.
Yes, and all the little kids tried their magic to unenchant him.
Good stuff. All right, thanks for sharing it, Jody. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
That's very cool.
Carly's from Easton. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
So you went to New York City and you did a show called what?
It's called The Accomplice.
Okay, what is that?
So basically, a man meets you on the street and tells you his friend's been kidnapped, and he sends you on this crazy scavenger hunt throughout the city, and you have to like meet people along the way and find certain stores and solve the crime.
That sounds fun. Did you solve it?
We did.
How long did it take?
Wizard of Oz themed. Oh, like 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really cool. It ends in a bar. Basically, I didn't even realize we were still in the show, and people start screaming, and I'm like, oh, we're still in it.
And then tell everybody how you finished up your trip.
Oh, we decided we're walking back, and we passed Cornelia Street, and for the Swifties out there, she used to live there, so we decided to go into a tattoo shop and get matching snake tattoos for Taylor Swift.
Let's go. That sounds like a perfect weekend.
What a weekend. Kennedy's wearing her Tortured Poets Society.
I am indeed.
I love it.
Tortured Poets Department, sir.
What did I say?
Society.
Oh, sorry.
We don't want the Swifty smoke.
Yes, my apologies. All right. Well, thanks for calling and sharing that, Carly. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
I got to tell you, Kennedy, something pretty funny happened in my life on Friday. Obviously, I go to a lot of lacrosse games. And so Barrett was playing a middle school game on Friday afternoon. And just almost immediately from the start of the game, there was something different about this game. The electricity with him and his teammates, I had never really seen it before. Mm-hmm. They end up winning this game pretty handily. I think 17-4 was the final score of this lacrosse game, which, yeah, they all played great. It was a lot of fun to watch, the camaraderie they had shown during this game. And so afterwards, I said to Barrett, I was like, you guys were like really into this more than I've seen ever before. He's like, yeah, the other team was talking junk the night before on social media. I was like, say what? He's like, yeah, a couple of their players were on our social media accounts dropping comments and posts and all of this stuff. So we didn't say anything back. We just let them know on the field.
So are you going to start doing that on a social media about, like, Spanish tests?
Yeah, I know, right?
You ain't going to get nothing on that test today, bro.
If you want to comment on the other team, do it in Spanish, please. After the game, I went up to the North Shore, to the North Shore Mall, and had an event at Amigos, and it was awesome. If you've never been to that place, it is family-owned, it is a one-off, and they are the most wonderful people. Great drinks, great food. Just, you know how much I love Mexican food. And it's hard to find a really good Mexican restaurant that is like locally family owned, that is a good value. That's the thing too. Like, there's some places you go into, I'm like, this is like Mexican food. It's supposed to be like cost effective. It's not supposed to be $45 for some burritos, is what I'm saying. Their food was so good. So if you get a chance, go check that place out. And then on Saturday, more games in Fitchburg, Kennedy. You know, my favorite.
Obviously.
Place. And then I hosted a charity event on Saturday night for the Good Shepherd School in Charlestown, which is always a lot of fun. We do this auction, and what they have is these young kids will do paintings with their hands and put them on, and then they auction them off to the parents.
No.
So we had
that's a wonderful form of bribery.
It is great.
It's an expensive finger painting.
So this guy, I called him Ryan Reynolds because he was a dead ringer for Ryan Reynolds, right?
Well,
so
that's not a bad guy to look like.
He looked better than Ryan Reynolds, actually. Ryan Reynolds looks like Walmart Ryan Reynolds compared to this guy. So he's in the back, and he bids it up to $600, right? Now, he's in the very back of the crowd. He can't really see what's going on, but he's like, I'll pay $600. So he buys it for $600. They go to give it to him, only to realize that he was bidding on the wrong class.
Oh, no.
It wasn't his kid's handprint on the painting.
Oh, no.
So then I chastised him for the next 20 minutes to make him bid up the actual painting of the next one that was up, which is his kid. And then I convinced him to give it back to us. And then we auctioned it off a second time. And we kept his extra $600.
Well played, sir. Well played, sir.
And, Kennedy, guess what I did on Sunday?
Went to a lacrosse game?
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. We watched A Complete Unknown over the weekend, too.
Oh, the Bob Dylan movie?
Bob Dylan, yeah. Another 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Fantastic. He was very good in that movie.
Duly noted.
Yep. No? Your guy's in it, Johnny Cash.
I
get an important
all of that.
Part of the movie, actually.
I know.
All right, 617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? We'll do more of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text. Let's see. Emily is from Marshfield. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Hi.
How old are you, Emily?
10.
And tell Kennedy what you got into over the weekend.
I had a lemonade stand and I made over $70.
Oh my gosh. What a hustle. Good for you.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all that money?
I donated it to ALS.
Okay. That made my heart fill three sizes today.
Did you do the ice bucket challenge?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, that's a really lovely thing for you to do for somebody else, you know? I hope you know how good that was. Not a lot of people would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily, how much does a cup of lemonade go for in 2025? I've been out of the game a minute.
I don't know, but we were selling it for 75 cents.
Wow, that is a bargain. And you made $70.
Yeah, that's a pretty good price. Woo! I'd up your price. I think you could go a dollar. I think you could
then
go
then you don't
$1.
Have to give change.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Do you take cash or just Venmo?
We did both.
You did both? Smart. Smart cookie you are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, next time you have a lemonade stand, let us know beforehand so we can tell people all about it so they'll come by.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, honey. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
That's a lot of lemonade.
That would.
That is your goodness right there.
It takes a minute to make, too, right?
Hit that QR code. Let's go.
Mary's from Bedford. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
All right. You have a 12-year-old
son. How are we?
We're doing good. What's your son's name? And tell everybody what he accomplished.
My son is Nicholas, and he got his adult black belt this weekend.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between an adult black belt and, like, a kid's black belt?
Yeah, so with an adult black belt, you can never lose it. So, like, if he, like, stops going to karate for a while, he'll always be a black belt. So once you get that, you can't go backwards.
And he's 12?
And he's 12, yeah.
That is amazing.
Wow.
The day consisted of a four-mile run, and then after that, he had to do 3.5 hours of physical testing, which was, like, push-ups and sit-ups and sparring and blitz rounds and all sorts of fun things.
Well, what an accomplishment. That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, they worked hard. They all did. It was a great day.
Aww,
it was a great day.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Did he get this from you? You a black belt?
I'm not. I'm a purple belt, not a black belt.
Okay. So
that sounds pretty amazing as well, my friend.
Yeah.
So
don't sell yourself short.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
But anyway.
Very cool. All right. Well, congratulations to Nicholas. That is super cool. B-side from Gloucester. Good morning.
Good morning.
You did some planting over the weekend?
I did. I was very Stepford wife domesticated. I made a herb garden, and I have mojito mint, pineapple mint. I have basil. I have chamomile. I have lemon balm. I have all the things. I got my hands dirty in compost. It was nasty. was so gross. And I was supposed to go out to see a band, and I was like, I'll build an herb garden instead. Thank you.
Sometimes we just need to stay home and do things
it's
like
very
that.
Adult-y.
And that's okay.
Very adulty. All right. Thanks for calling in, B-Side. Have a great week. Producer Dan, you had a busy weekend, too.
Yeah. Weekend one of Coachella is in the books.
So what was on the docket this weekend?
Kaylee's 30th birthday celebration. So Friday night, it was her 30th birthday party with all her family and friends at Night Shift in Everett.
Nice.
So about 50 people came down to celebrate her.
Good spot, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. I like it there a lot.
It was
a little rocky to start because it turns out they had double booked the room that we had requested.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to, you know, kind of improvise, adapt, and overcome there at the beginning. But it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. And then after that ended, we ended up in your neck of the woods. We Ubered over to Urban Wild in Charlestown.
No, you did not.
Hung out there for a little bit.
Okay.
So that was Friday night.
You're becoming a townie, Dan.
That's it. I'm going to get a sweatshirt just like you. And then Saturday, Kaylee and I and her sister and brother-in-law, the four of us, went to the Red Sox game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a beautiful 80-degree day. It was awesome. And then a storm cloud came in, and there ended up being like a 45-minute rain delay.
Yeah.
But it just so happened that the rain delay coincided perfectly with the start time of the Kentucky Derby. So they just threw the Derby on the big screen at Fenway Park.
Cool.
And 30,000 people all watched the Kentucky Derby together.
Nice.
Which is an experience I've never had at Fenway Park before.
That's so cool.
So during the rain delay, a bunch of the players left the clubhouse and came out and stood in the rain to watch the race.
Wow.
And you could tell who had money on some horses.
Are you talking about the players or the fans?
Oh, both. But I'm sure the players had a little bit more on it. But yeah, a guy in front of me lost a fair amount. I'm gonna venture a guess.
Wow.
So that was cool. Then we went out to dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I slept like a house cat for 18 hours.
Good for you.
That is super cool.
So Woo! Weekend one is in the books.
And one more weekend to go.
Oh, yeah.
Is there festivities during this week as well?
Oh, no.
Sorry, I even brought it up.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. You know, a little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Matt from Brookline.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Oh, got some pipes there, Matt.
Oh, no.
No, that's a good thing. That's a compliment.
Kennedy, Matt says he desperately needs to win these tickets because he doesn't actually live in Brookline. He lives in Brookline, apparently.
Hey-o!
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Matt?
Kennedy, can you please evacuate the dance floor?
Sure thing, good.
You can put a little sauce on that.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Matt. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the $100 if you tie. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Wait, do I get the $100 and the tickets?
If you win, you get the $100. You get the tickets regardless.
Sick.
Yes.
Oh, sick.
Here we go. Question number one. CBS has canceled The Equalizer, but Queen Latifah says she's grateful for the five seasons that it had. She starred in the TV show version, but which actor stars in the movie franchise, The Equalizer?
Denzel Washington.
Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks the Material Girl singer's record at the same beach last year. Who sings Material Girl?
Madonna, obviously.
Adele turns 37 today. Finish the lyric to Rolling in the Deep. Take a listen.
We could have had.
And you played it to the beat.
Question number four. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme Superfine, tailoring black style and a dress code of tailored for you. Maybe the most famous piece of art inside the Met is the painting The Starry Night. Who created that piece?
That sounds like Van Gogh.
Question number five. Henry Cavill turns 42 today. He's known for playing Superman, but he also played Geralt of Rivia in which Netflix show based on a video game?
I know it. I haven't seen it. It is The Witcher.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Okay, buddy. Someone got enough sleep last night.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Matt from Brookline. Got 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay, sir.
Let's go.
These are tough, Kennedy. No, really.
Yeah, that's why you got 5 of them. Come on, man. Let's go.
Question number one. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. CBS has canceled The Equalizer. Queen Latifah says she's grateful for the 5 seasons it had. She starred in the TV show version, but which actor starred in the movie franchise, The Equalizer?
Denzel Washington.
Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks the Material Girl singer's record at the same beach last year. Who sings Material Girl?
Madonna.
Madonna.
Adele, 37 today, finished the lyric to Rolling in the Deep. We could have had it
You played it to the... You played it. Is it to the beat or to the deep? To the beat.
Question number four. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme Superfine, tailoring black style and a dress code of tailored for you. Maybe the most famous piece of art inside the Met is the painting The Starry Night. Who created that piece?
Vincent van Gogh.
Getting a lot of text messages, Dan, saying Starry Night is not there. It is at MoMA. Yeah,
I Googled it. I mean, I wasn't there. That's just what the internet told me.
Either way.
Can only do so much, guys.
The question was really who painted it, so yes. I think it's okay.
Question number five. Henry Cavill, 42 today. He's known for playing Superman, but he also played, is it Geralt or Geralt of Rivia in which Netflix show based on a video game?
The Witcher.
All right, question number one, you said Denzel Washington. Yes, that is correct, Kennedy. Nice job. Question number two, you said Madonna. We're going to skip question number three.
Damn it.
Question number four, Vincent van Gogh. No matter where it is, it's a beautiful painting. It's called The Starry Night.
Yeah.
Question number five, The Witcher. That is correct. Nice job. And you said to the...
beat.
That is correct. Nice job.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Worthy foe.
I did not think I was going to get that, my guy.
Yes. Yeah. She mentions the heart in there in the line before, which references back to the heart.
I just don't even. Yes.
So 5-5 is the final score. And with a 5-5 tie, we like to give away Sal's money. So you won yourself $100.
Hashtag suck it, Sal,
indeed. And then you also won yourself a $100. Or no, I'm sorry. You won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Kendrick Lamar and SZA on the Grand National Tour on May 12th at Gillette Stadium. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free.
Ooh.
How about that? A text from the 860, Kennedy, fan favorite Matt from Brookline.
Big fan.
Big fan. Long time, first time, Matt.
Kennedy, I'll see you on the dance floor.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Matt from Brookline, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you can tie him.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You know, we do our silly little radio show every day and we sit in the studio and we just try and laugh and have a good time and help you in your day and, to be honest with you, help ourselves in our day. And you kind of forget that there is a whole world outside that listens to the show that has become a part of our family on this show. And there are more people listening to the show today than ever in the history of this radio station. It's just been so much fun to see the growth of the show and everybody on the show and you being a part of the show and sharing your lives. And so on Friday, I had an appearance at Amigo's Mexican Cantina, Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar, North Shore Mall.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful spot. If you get a chance, locally owned, wonderful family and their business partner started it. It was great. But hearing the stories from people that came out to say hello, it was really just a steady flow of people And when I left there, I was just so moved by all of the stories that people had shared.
Yeah. It's so nice to hear. Like, people will tell you, I've been listening since I was in grade school, and now I have a job, and, like, you know, things like that. It just makes you feel old, but it makes you feel really good that you've been in someone's life that long. It's wild.
There was a mom and her daughter. I think the daughter's name was Hannah, and she's out of college working. And she's like, yeah, we listened in the car, like, to elementary school. Yeah. And now she's off living her life. This one couple showed up with their daughter, is probably 3 or 4 years old. And she's like, hey, remember my husband? He dressed up as a Hooters girl, Hooters Mike. And I was like, yeah, I think I do.
I'm going to need to see a picture to jog my memory.
I still haven't seen the picture. I asked her to text it into the studio. I want to see the picture.
I contend it had to have been before Dan started, because Dan remembers pretty much everything.
Right.
You got a mind like a steel trap.
So it could be 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah, right. I came in January 2013, so it was probably in the before times.
Somewhere between 2009 and 2013.
Love it. I love it.
And so we have Mike from Worcester, and he wanted to, I guess, share a similar story. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Carson.
How's it going this morning? What's up?
Oh, fine. I was just, I had texted Dan a little bit of my story of starting to listen to Carson and Kendi, so he asked me to call in and just kind of share it with you guys.
Give it to me.
So I first started listening when my then-fiancé, now-wife, Katie, and I started driving to work together, because we were both teachers, but then she started working at the school that I was teaching at. So we were driving every morning, and she hooked me in through TBK. Our first date was to trivia. We love trivia. Since gone on to go 2-0 against Kennedy.
Let's go.
Talk your talk, Mike.
And so, you know, our lives have changed a lot since then. You know, we're married. We have two kids, Lily, who's almost 2, and Henry, who's almost 3 weeks old. And then, you know, whenever I would go on Camp B Kennedy and win, you know, my mom was my biggest cheerleader, and she would share the links to it on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, all that great stuff. And we lost her unexpectedly at the start of this year.
I'm so sorry.
And thank you. You know, it's tough, especially this week, but I know she's smiling, and I know, you know, she would appreciate me calling in and telling you about this when I heard that you were doing this segment. And then, you know, the week of Mother's Day just makes me realize how lucky I am to have her, and how lucky I am that Katie's the mother of our two kids.
That was really sweet.
It's a little dusty in here, Dan.
Thank you.
I'm going to need a minute.
That was
very kind. Thank you for sharing
you, Mike,
that with us.
Katie.
And for sharing your mom with us.
Yeah. Thank you for still listening.
Of course. Always.
Yeah.
Right. Have a great day, my friend.
Next time Mike calls in, just heads up, Dan, on that one. I was just thinking about Lana's mom too, obviously, with Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's a tough week. Well,
thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And that's it just goes back to what I was saying. Like, we kind of forget. We're kind of secluded in here. You know,
we sit in a box.
We sit in a box, and you know, we know you're listening. We can see, according to the boss, Sal. He's like, don't worry, lots of people are listening. Everything's good.
He definitely tells us when you're not listening.
Right. Which hasn't happened in a while, to be honest, Dan. Corey, our good friend from Medford.
Hey, buddy. I know your story.
Hey, guys. Hey. Well, I started listening to you guys when you first got here to Boston. You know, clock radio woke me up one morning, and I looked at it and said, who the heck are these people?
Where's Landa?
and then you came to one of the first appearances that we ever had.
Yeah, Carson had some extra tickets for the home show.
Yeah.
And showed up with this blonde guy I had just started dating, who we're now married. So
that's so cool.
Corey has been ride or die since day one.
And we love it.
Even after Dan coming to his house with a terrible meal.
Yeah, you're the only listener I've ever spent Thanksgiving with, that's for sure.
Special memories.
Dan, you're always welcome here. Hi.
You are the best, Corey. We thank you so much for sharing so much of your life with us. It means so much.
Thanks, love.
That's good stuff. Thank you, Corey. Text from the 508, Kennedy. Morning, gang. I started at a temp job at my job in November 2008, full-time in January 2009, and I've unhappily driven to work and happily driven to work, still waiting on that promotion. But every January, I celebrate my work anniversary with you all since coming to Mix.
Aww.
And all that's come in between that. What a ride. Yeah, so I just, you know, I'm very appreciative of, you know, everybody that supports all of our other things. But it hit me this week, and there was another woman that came out, Donna. Donna is a grandmother. She brought, I think, grandkids and other family. They all came out. None of them listened to the show, knew anything about us. And I just went and sat at their table for about 20 minutes. Just, we were all talking just about life and about Donna and how, you know, she just loves the show and listens every day and has been listening since day one. And like I said, I just walked out of that place and I felt so good. And I'm just, we're appreciative.
We are.
Of you.
So the, grateful. The,
they're a part of this every day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of findmassmoney.gov. An alleged plan to bomb a Lady Gaga concert in Brazil this weekend was stopped by authorities. They shared that they have a suspect in custody and a teenager has also been detained in connection with the matter. According to the Rio de Janeiro civil police, the unnamed individuals were virtually recruiting participants to carry out attacks and hope to gain fame on social media through the planned attack. And the plot has said come from a larger extremist network that works to radicalize people and provoke hate crimes. This basically was a statement that they put out against LGBTQ plus community. So they felt that, I don't know what religion they are working under, but I'm going to assume that their religion, one of their top 10 would probably be thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never understand this. Right. I'll never understand weaponizing your religion just because you don't believe in something. Needless to say, Lady Gaga was unaware of the threat. They didn't tell her about it. She found out about it through media reports. There were no known safety concerns nor any communication from the police or authorities to Lady Gaga regarding any potential risks, and that her team worked closely with law enforcement throughout the planning and execution of the concert, and all parties were confident in the safety measures of the place. That said, she played to like 2-point-something million people, which is the largest group of humans they've ever had there for a concert. Madonna played there last year and did like 1.5 million. So
right.
The fact that nothing bad happened with that many people in that many places is wonderful.
Yeah, I guess I heard. Yeah, that thankfully they didn't find any of any devices or any of the ingredients needed for like cocktail Molotovs and all.
No, I think they were just putting out the word.
Right,
they
hadn't gotten to that point yet, but still scary nonetheless.
Stupid. Jury selection for the trial of Sean Combs will begin in New York today. He's been in custody since his arrest last September, facing criminal charges for sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, and transporting to engage in prostitution. He has pled not guilty on all charges. The selection is expected to last a week, with opening statements slated for May 12th. The federal government, of course, accusing Combs of using his power across music, fashion, and entertainment industries to run a criminal organization that facilitated and concealed sex crimes dating back more than a decade, including trafficking, which they say occurred when Combs would lure women into his orbit under the pretense of a romantic relationship and then would coerce him into commercial sex acts, which basically means something reciprocal, that if I do this, if you do this, I will give you this, be it money, be it fame, be it a record contract, be it whatever.
That's I think he's going to regret not taking the deal that they offered him, because they did offer him a deal that included prison time, but it wasn't going to be, it might have been like 20 years, let's say. He's going to probably
before the fall.
He's probably going to end up in prison for the rest of his life,
as he should. And Carson, I have a royal update for you.
No, you do not. On a Monday, let's go. And a Cinco de Mayo too.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. But Prince Harry did an emotional BBC interview, saying he was devastated by the UK court's ruling to deny his appeal for police security. So basically, when he came to the United States, he still wanted some kind of protection because, I mean, you know, they're relatively famous human beings. And this went on for quite a while, and it finally, they said no. He also had this to say.
Oh, sorry. Here we go.
Life is precious. I don't know how much longer my father has. You know, he won't speak to me because of this security stuff. But it would be nice to reconcile.
That said, critics are now saying, why would you say something like that? It's not helpful. It's confusing. Amid King Charles's cancer treatment, a woman by the name of Elisa Anderson, who's a former press secretary to the late Queen, saying, you know, that the royal family is likely raising their eyes heavenwards over public comments made by Harry, warning that such statements will only cause real concern, more speculation in the media and the wider public about what his diagnosis is, which is incredibly unhelpful going forward. I mean, he hasn't talked to him in a really long time, so I don't know that he knows what his health is. So,
oh, I'm sure he knows.
They don't talk. I don't know that he knows.
Well, yes, but I'm sure he has people in the inside of the royal family.
No, he doesn't. They hate him. Mm. This feels like a real plea to be like, I don't want to fight with you anymore.
Right.
Life is short. Mm-hmm. Can we please be friends?
Right.
Didn't he release like a whole book after he left, kind of throwing them all under the bus?
You are correct.
So, yeah, that'll piss him off.
Yeah. And one little other thing to give you. When Jelly Roll played his Stagecoach set, he brought up a lot of people with him. And one of them was a kid named Alex Warren, who is a social media star and one of the many surprise guests. And they sang a song together called Bloodline. And people were like, well, we're going to hear it. We're going to hear it. We're going to hear it. Well, they released a little sample today.
Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other. And if you got tomorrow, then you still got
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
This kid feels like he's going to be next up, and he's going to be very, very big and very, very famous.
Well, he is already very, very famous on the interwebs.
Mm. I think he was just at Roadrunner on Friday.
Was he?
Yeah, I believe Andrea may have gone over and gotten an interview. I think that happened. Because they had asked if one of us could do it, but our schedules, we couldn't get it all worked out.
Are you sure you're not thinking about Joe Carey?
No, that was a different one. Joe Carey was here as well, but that was something different. But
I don't know.
Or maybe it was, maybe he's MGM. He's at MGM Music Hall Fenway, I think.
He's at Roadrunner Wednesday.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this Wednesday? There you go. I knew it was somewhere in my head.
Well, there you go.
It's early.
It's all good.
All right. Thank you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jessica from Medford.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Jessica?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So, have you ever played before?
Alone in my car quite a few times.
All right. So, you know how this works. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, it's a loss for you. And Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Today in 2002, the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man became the first movie ever to break $100 million in its opening weekend with $114 million. What is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Ryan Reynolds dodged questions about his relationship with Travis Kelce at Green Day's Hollywood Walk of Fame celebration after Kelce unfollowed him on Instagram.
Oh, dun,
the drama.
Dun.
Oh, the drama.
That's how you send a message in 2025.
Yep. Name the 2024 movie Reynolds did about a young girl discovering she can see everyone's imaginary friends.
I think if.
Louis Capaldi played a surprise set at Tom Walker's charity concert Friday night. It was his first show since stepping away from the stage in 2023 to focus on his mental health. Can you name Louis's breakout song in America and his only number one hit? Take a
look.
I get to play
it. Yeah, yeah, right. Give you a little hint.
All right, take a listen.
I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain.
Name the song.
I think it's Somebody to Love.
Question number 4. Gigi Hadid went Instagram official with Bradley Cooper. Can you name the 2012 movie Cooper starred in opposite Jennifer Lawrence that got him his first Best Actor Oscar nomination?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Question number 5. Prince Harry called the UK's court denial of police security a stitch-up and said King Charles refuses to speak to him over the issue. Harry believes the royal household influenced the decision and knowingly put his family at risk in 2020. Can you name all 4 countries that make up the UK?
Okay. England, Wales,
Scotland in Northern Ireland.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you work as a data analyst.
Yes, yes.
Sounds like a movie job. It doesn't sound real.
I have no follow-up questions for
numbers,
data
analysts. Math.
Yeah. When you see numbers, is it like the Matrix?
Yes, that is exactly how it works. Just flowing through my head.
Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, who can see the Matrix, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yep. That was very good. These are hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today in 2002, the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man became the first movie ever to break $100 million. It made $114. That's like, if you do that now and they're like, what happened? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a failure of a movie at $100 million. What is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Tied at 1. Ryan Reynolds dodged questions about his relationship with Travis Kelce at Green Day's Hollywood Walk of Fame celebration after Kelce unfollowed him on Instagram. Name the 2024 movie Reynolds did about a young girl discovering she can see everyone's imaginary friends.
If.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Louis Capaldi played a surprise set at Tom Walker's charity concert Friday night. Who's Tom Walker?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to assume a soccer player. I don't know why. No, but he's a singer-songwriter.
It was his first show since stepping away from the stage in 2023 to focus on his mental health. Can you name Lewis's breakout single in America? And it's his only song to hit number 1. Take a listen. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain.
Name the song.
Used to, it's not Somebody You Know, isn't that a Gautier song?
Somebody You Know?
Somebody I Used to Know is the Gautier song. Someone You Love.
Ah, right.
I believe Jessica said Someone to Love, right?
Somebody to Love.
Or Somebody to Love, yeah. Someone You Loved is the correct name of that song. Tied at 2. We got 2 left, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Jess got them both right.
I know.
Gigi Hadid finally went Instagram official with Bradley Cooper. Can you name the 2012 movie Cooper starred in opposite Jennifer Lawrence that got him his first Best Actor Oscar nomination?
Silver Linings Playbook.
What do you think about them as a couple?
They've been a couple for a year.
Yeah, but it wasn't official.
It's fine. Whatever brings them joy.
Tied to 3. Question number 5. Prince Harry called the UK court's denial of police security a stitch-up and said King Charles refuses to speak to him over the issue. Harry believes the royal household influenced the decision and knowingly put his family at risk in 2020. Can you name all 4 countries that make up the UK?
There's a deep sigh.
England, Wales, Ireland, Scotland. That's wrong.
Northern Ireland was the answer we were looking for.
Mm-mm-mm.
And with that, Jessica wins it 4-3. Analyze that data, Kennedy.
Oh, good one.
Well, congratulations to you. Nice work. I believe that is now Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Good God, didn't we just have Redemption
that
Week?
That was a fast week? Redemption Week.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Well, congratulations to you, Jessica. Nice win, winning it 4-3. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Jessica from Medford?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jessica.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Charlene from Abington.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Or as her friends call her, Charlene.
I was
going
to say it's my favorite line.
Exactly.
Writer. Thank you, Charlene.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
It is the $1,000 version of Can't Beat Kennedy. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you're going to win a grand right now. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
No one has yet to say it sounds bad.
Sal. All right, here we go. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Tom Cruise ate a massive breakfast before hanging from a plane and wingwalking in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It included almost a dozen eggs because he burns a lot of energy. Who is taller, Tom Cruise or his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman.
Question number two. Entertainment Weekly has ranked Shrek 2 as the top animated DreamWorks movie. It's followed by The Prince of Egypt at number 2 and The Wild Robot at number 3. Who voices Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Question number 3. Jeremy Renner turned down a second season of Hawkeye because he was offered half of what he made for season 1. He said, and I quote, "I'm like, I'm sorry, why? Do you think I'm only half the Jeremy because I got ran over?" What ran over him?
I remember hearing about this, but I can't remember what ran over him, so I'm gonna guess.
Okay.
A trash truck, maybe?
All right, question number 4. John Mulaney hilariously spoofed Bill Belichick and the Jordan Hudson CBS interview on his new show called Everybody's Live. Where does that show air with John Mulaney?
Streaming service.
Need an answer.
Let's go Netflix.
Question number 5. The View has landed the first post-White House interview with Joe and Jill Biden. Who are 3 of the 5 hosts on The View?
Whoopi Goldberg. Joy Bear. Sunny Hostin.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Let's wave. Sorry, I forgot to wave at Kennedy.
Oh, are we still supposed to do that?
Yeah.
She should just read our minds by now.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Yeah, hello.
Charlene from Abington. I have her getting 3 out of 5, Dan?
Yeah.
Does that seem right?
That's right.
Hello, well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah, they are.
$1,000 on the line. Tom Cruise apparently ate a massive breakfast before hanging from a plane and wing walking in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It included almost a dozen eggs because he burns a lot of energy. Who is taller, Tom Cruise or his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman, by a foot.
Nicole Kidman, I've read, is 5'11", and Tom, it says, is 5'7".
Tom is not 5'7".
No, that's a generous estimation.
Is it?
You did Tom dirty with that question.
By the way, my mother, 6 foot tall. My dad, 5'8".
Let's go.
Tie to 1, question number 2. Entertainment Weekly ranks Shrek 2 as the top animated DreamWorks movie. It's followed by The Prince of Egypt at number 2 and The Wild Robot at number 3. Who voices Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Dan, those rankings work for you okay?
I've never seen The Prince of Egypt to have an idea, but I saw The Wild Robot in theaters last year, and it is so good.
I love that
movie. Made me tear up, and I'm dead inside.
Tie to 2, question number 3. Jeremy Renner turned down a second season of Hawkeye because he was offered half of what he made for season 1.
What were they thinking?
He said, quote, "I'm like, I'm sorry, why? Do you think I'm only half the Jeremy because I got ran over?"
That is so weird.
What ran him over?
A snowplow.
Yes, it was his own snowplow. Now, granted, it was like a badass snowplow that you ride inside of.
Yeah.
He doesn't have like your snowplow that you got from the
hardware. No, it's not a little push thing.
Yeah.
It did a number on him. It was a large vehicle.
3-2. Question number 4. John Mulaney hilariously spoofed the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson CBS interview on his new show. It's called Everybody's Live. Where does it air?
Netflix?
It does air on Netflix. 4-3. Question number 5. The View has landed the first post-White House interview with Joe and Jill Biden. Who are 3 of the 5 hosts on The View?
Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg. I don't know who else is on there anymore.
I know. That's why the question is hard.
Sherry something.
You're thinking of Sherry Shepherd?
Yeah,
she's not
yeah.
on the show anymore. So Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sonny Hostin, Sarah Haynes, Anna Navarro, and Alyssa Farah Griffin all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So 4-3, I believe, is the final score.
Yeah, you said Joy Behar, not Joy Behar. I can't give you that.
Yeah.
I understand.
No worries. You did great, Charlene. Pretty good.
Pretty good, Charlene. You're pretty smart. You went to college.
Thank you.
All right. You don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Charlene from Abington.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.